And we continue our remembrance of Elaine Stritch with a conversation with someone who worked with her frequently at the Carlyle Hotel on East 76th Street and Madison Avenue in Manhattan. Elaine lived there for about 12 years and performed frequently at its famed cabaret venue, the Café Carlyle. Her last show was there. Greg Dinella is director of finance at the Carlyle, where he worked with Stritch to put together her performances. Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Amy.
And I'm sorry for your loss. She must have felt like a member of the family there at the Carlyle.
Yes, he was certainly our most prestigious long-term guest. And she was friends with everybody, and I'm lucky enough to have been her friend.
How did she come to live there?
Back in 2001 or 2002, she decided to sell her home in Long Island. She was living for at least 10 years, and decided to simplify her life and to move into a corner room at the Carlyle.
Mm. Did she have any special requests of the hotel?
Just that she had numerous decaffeinated cappuccinos, and she always had the soup of the day. Elaine wasn't big on meats or fish. It was usually vegetable salads and soup, and coffee kept her going.
What was it like to work with her?
It was extremely gratifying to see somebody so involved in their art. She would work up to 6 months preparing the shows she put together at the Carlyle. Her and her musical director, Rob, that was with her for many years. They would tirelessly rehearse in one of the hotel suites. And we're lucky enough to have numerous suites with pianos, and she would come down daily and go to the desk. Okay, where am I going to be today? All right, and she'd grab a different room with a piano and go up and practice for 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
It was not unusual for her to put in, like I said, over 100 rehearsals to put together one of the shows in the cafe.
She was known for her sharp wit and for being a little cranky. Did she ever turn that attitude on you?
No, it was just a hard shell, Amy, okay? Inside, she was gentle and kind. On the day she left, the managing director, Giovanni Beretta, got about 100 of the employees that had known and worked with her over the years into the lobby in a gigantic semicircle. And when she came out of the elevator to leave, okay, she was greeted by a loud applause of 100 employees, and then she took the time out to say thank you and shake or hug every single member of our crew that was there that day.
Was it an emotional moment for her?
Yeah, it was very emotional for her, but she didn't spill a single tear.
Hmm.
And I was lucky enough to be the last one to give her the hug because we had been so close over the years.
Oh, that's nice. Was it a hard moment for you?
Yeah, it certainly was because she had become quite a fixture at the hotel. She had an indomitable spirit, okay, and a zest for life that gave us all energy.
Greg Dinella is director of finance at the Carlyle Hotel. He worked with Elaine Stritch to help put together her performances there at the Carlyle's Cafe. Thank you so much for your remembrances of Elaine.
Thank you very much for having me, Amy.
Tell us what your favorite memory is of Elaine Stritch. Leave a comment on our Facebook page or call us at 855-8-MY-WNYC and leave us a message. We'd like to play your comment on the air. This is WNYC.